This happens a lot. You dictate a text message, send it off, and then discover there's a terrible typo because the phone misunderstood you. Fortunately, I've intercepted the most egregious ones, as far as I know. But I've sent a few messages that I wouldn't have sent had I taken the time to proofread them. Some of the typos can be funny, but sometimes not funny. Embarrassing, even. So you get into the habit of proofreading your texts because you can't ever be 100% sure your phone is going to spell things right. But here's the thing. In life, you don't go back and correct what you've said. Once you speak, your words cannot be unspoken. So unlike speaking a text and then making corrections, you need to proof your words before they come out of your mouth. And it's a simple matter. I didn't say easy, but it is simple. Pray this prayer, Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. If you pray that prayer, you may still make mistakes, but as you grow, as you keep on praying that prayer, as you become more aware of the need to self-edit, as you desire more and more for your words to be in line with God's will, you'll have less and less of those moments when you regret that you spoke unadvisedly with your lips or that your phone heard you wrong. The Bible says a lot about words and how we should be careful about how we speak. So go to God with this prayer, with this verse, Psalm 141 and verse 3, with this desire as high a priority as it needs to be for you. And when you do that, God will work in a powerful way. Technology is a wonderful thing when it's wonderful. You can rely on it to your hurt sometimes. That's why we go back, we reread our text messages and fix them when they're wrong. Fix your words ahead of time. The Holy Spirit can do that for you. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.